And we are back. Black and a Half, episode number 253.
253?
I am Silas Lindenstein.
I'm Samantha Rund.
And this is the longest running comedy podcast in Seattle. Probably.
Probably.
Today's episode, I discuss my latest thing in anger.
And I did not get fired up at all. I was just like,
that's a lie.
Cucumber the whole time.
That is a lie. I continue riling up Samantha, new issues to rile her up on. We get some advice on body calisthenics. I'm not sure if that's the right word, but it feels like a word that I should have used.
Yeah.
So, and let me, I know it's hard being in the Seattle area with a company like Amazon.
Oh, do tell.
Because I think it's, I'm with the whole, it's not a good company because of knocking other small businesses out and that kind of stuff. But they're also a local company to us. And I've always heard you should support your local monopoly.
Yes, I could tell you were 100% serious.
Like Microsoft, local monopoly. Starbucks, local monopoly.
You know, that is actually interesting. I'd never thought about it that way because we do personally know so many people that work for both of those companies.
Yeah.
It is.
We only make money. We can thrive in our businesses if those businesses are thriving.
Boy, this makes my head hurt.
Yeah. I mean, I'm sure it's the same as if you're in West Virginia and the coal mine is keeping everybody employed. You're like, well, yeah, coal is bad, but without it, we're all out of a job.
That is an interesting point. You
know? So, So I do mention on here, but if you, I can go either way sometimes with Amazon. I try to buy local like I did to start this off. Then I just try to buy it on a deal. Then I try to get the deal on Amazon.
Is that other shop actually local? It's not nationwide?
It's nationwide, but not in the same way, right?
Okay, well, because when I think of shop local, I think of more like things that aren't chains.
Oh, yeah, but nobody sells like dress shirts.
That's not like $100 a piece or something. I hadn't thought about that.
Sometimes I have felt it's like pick your poison, right? Before we were protesting Target, was going to Target any better than going to Walmart? I was boycotting Walmart, but should I just been boycotting Target too? Like they're both, is there really much of a difference?
It does make it hard to know where to go sometimes without doing a bunch of research. I'm just trying to not purchase much in general. Right.
Yeah.
And I'm also trying to purchase used when I can. I mean, it saves me money, but then also I don't have to have those quantities.
Yeah. I will choose to go to the local Sky Nursery near me, right? For plants and soil, even though I know it's cheaper just to go down the road a little bit to Home Depot.
Oh, well, that's nice of you.
So I do try in little ways when I'm like, well, that's a real local place. I mean, it is very local. I can't, there's no other one. So I try, but I'm imperfect for sure. Yeah. And I give up a lot easier than I used to.
I mean, typically when I'm shopping, yes, sometimes I do online shopping. As I said, I'm not perfect. Surprise, not. But when I do go to the stores, I will tell you, I generally will shop at a store that's within the Seattle metro. I don't like drive over to Ohio and do shopping. No, I stay in the city.
That's big of you, Samantha. Thank you for saving so many people by not driving to Ohio.
Yes, 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 yes. You're welcome. You're welcome.
Okay. All right, folks. Buy local. thank you for thank you again for supporting us as always. Like and share, subscribe. But right now, just sit back, relax, open your hearts, open your ear holes, and listen to Black and a Half, episode number 253.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to the longest running comedy podcast in Seattle, probably. Yes, this is Black and a Half, hosted by Silas Lindenstein and Samantha Rund. Black and
a Half. This week on Complaints and Grievances with Silas Lindenstein.
Oh, okay, okay.
Let me tell you. That's what I feel like I need to do. Hold on. I'm going to add in, I'm going to share the screen so I can see you up there. There, this makes... Now I have to look way up there. That's okay. I need to figure out a third way of a third. I need a third monitor is what I need. Cause now I have you on a giant screen up here, which is great because right now the recording's going up and down, but okay. Black shirt that I'm wearing.
Yeah.
Okay. This is my complaint. My complaint and grievances of this week.
Okay.
This is a true classic tee. Okay. They're advertised all the time on my Facebook, right? True classic tees. Like they're supposed to look good on you. Like, oh, they look better on you than anything else. Right.
Are you saying the brand is true?
The brand is called True Classic.
Okay. Yeah. Cause I was just thinking what makes it a true classic.
No, it's just called True Classic.
Okay.
Right? So I was at I'm really hot right now. Mike's hot. Mike's hot.
Kind of full of yourself. You're like, this shirt is really doing it for me.
Okay.
That's what you're saying about yourself. You're feeling yourself, huh?
All right, thanks again. What happened? Okay. So I went to the men's warehouse to pick up some shirts for one of my real estate stuff. I was like, I need some dress shirts, and Target didn't have them.
Yeah.
So I went in there and they had some True Classic t-shirts there. I was like, you know, I could use a black undershirt here. And so I grabbed one. It was the softest t-shirt I'd ever had. Mm-hmm. It was so nice. And it was a little pricey for a t-shirt, right? Mm-hmm. But it felt good. And right. I was like, oh, I get it. And I was like, looking, and I thought it looked good in it. And so then I was talking to Gretchen about how I need more black tees. Mm-hmm. You know, and now that Louis C.K. nobody's watching him, you know, then he had that look for so long of just
The only person that ever wore
a black tee. That was like his thing. He was the only one. Anyways, I was like, okay. And we brought up like, well, maybe when I podcast, maybe I should just wear the black tee, because I did this for a previous episode, and it'll make editing a lot easier. Because I'm not always switching in between shirts, right? If I had the same shirt that I wear, my work shirt, my uniform. So I was talking about that. And so then I went on Amazon and I'm like, you know what? Let me just get six of them. So I ordered six of them. This the same one. I just got this out of the package. I can tell by touch, not the same shirt.
Yeah.
It's a true classic. I thought it was the same shirt. I know. Maybe I'm stupid by going off of black shirt.
It's probably
a different blend.
But is it called True Classic? Like it's the same brand of black shirt. Yeah. Yes.
But I'm guessing one is a 50-50 and one is a...
Yeah, probably 100%
Pima cotton. 100% cotton or something. So I'm going to have to investigate.
Yeah, I want to find out.
As I'm telling you this, I'm realizing it's like how stupid I am. That I just made the assumption because it's the same brand. And basically because it's the same brand. I thought, oh, it's going to be the same shirt.
Yeah, but you know, sometimes quality does go down in like, okay. for example, at Costco, I will see reviews all the time where somebody's like, I got this last year. I was so excited that it came back. So I was going to like stock up and get like three of them. And then they're like, I came back this year. It was, the quality was so much worse. Do not do it. Save your money. I see reviews like that all the time. Like normally Costco's great, right? But some of the manufacturers, it's, I don't know. The quality changes. Maybe it is the exact same shirt. Maybe they were made in different factories, and or maybe one was made like last year.
Pre-tariff?
Well, you know.
Pre-tariff, post-tariff?
Yeah, who knows? So
post-apartheid?
I'm not entirely sure that you're an idiot. Let's find out how stupid you are when you investigate your... That is horrible.
But I want to know, if you were trying to get, like, if you had grabbed a t-shirt and you're like, I want to get the same one, but like five of them, would you have just gone back to the exact store to buy the exact one? Or
I mean, I would...
What steps would you have taken to ensure you're getting the same one?
I would have looked on my phone to see if I could have got the same shirt at a better deal online someplace else. That's definitely what I would have done. And then potentially I would have made sure it was the same like cut, same, you know, fabric composition. But I feel like for women's clothes, it's more complicated, right? Like, the variety of white t-shirts you can see when you're just looking for a white t-shirt. I don't know that, you know, guys, like, you have that same sort of variety to where you're going to think to look.
Like, apparently not, because maybe that's why I just assumed like, oh, it's going to be the same. It's the same brand.
Yeah. And I don't know if I don't even know if I would. Who
knows? But of course I ordered six. And it's a little tighter.
So return them.
A little more snug. Well,
you're not going to keep them, are you?
I don't know. Well, actually, they're a little pricey, but actually wouldn't be bad as an undershirt.
Are they like $30 pricey?
I'll have to look.
And tell me what the fabric composition is.
Yeah, now I got to go find the other black shirt and see what that was. But let's see. Stuff I should have looked up beforehand. Okay. Well, it looks the same. It's black. Okay. Ooh. So what are they? Okay, because they're on sale.
Okay.
Got them because I was buying six. They were $20 each.
Okay. That's not really expensive for a t-shirt.
It is for a man.
Well, yeah, for a quality. No, but for a quality t-shirt. Yeah,
but that's my thing, is it's not like the other one is the best shirt I've ever worn.
If it's a quality t-shirt.
I think it was like, I want to say it was $25 to $30.
T-shirt, that's not bad.
And let me see if it says, this is a 60-40.
Yeah.
60 cotton, 40 polyester.
I'm guessing. Where's your other one? Text me after the show.
Yeah, I gotta.
The show and tell me what it is.
It'll be in part two.
Oh, yeah, but text me anyway. I don't want to wait until we do part two. Like, I need to know. I need to know. You made me care about your t-shirt. Like, I'm going to see this through, you guys. That is what I do. Follow through. Okay.
It never occurred to me.
And also, do not keep the t-shirt, Silas. You didn't wear all six of them already, did you?
No, I just put it on. I mean, here's the thing. I'm like, okay, it feels a little, I don't know how much of this is me being, I forget what it's called body dysmorphia. With my issues around weight and such and my body image, I had been wearing baggy things for so long.
Yeah.
And then it also losing weight. It was like a victory. Like, look how much I lost. Now this is actually, I mean, I feel like it actually fits me.
Yeah. But it's a fitted. It's fitted. It's snug.
What can you tell? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. It's not, I don't mean like I'm not like, oh, it's way too tight. I'm just, No, I'm just saying, like, the style of it, it looks fitted. It doesn't look loose. It looks, like, more fitted. But is it, it's 60, 40, 60 cotton. Is it 60 cotton, 40 polyester? Or what's the 40?
60, 40. Yeah.
I mean, listen, I'm not a fashion guru. You guys here, feel free to chime in with me if you're going to agree with me or not. But I say it's not 100% cotton. It's a little pricey. You're not super happy with it. Send them back.
Well, I would be happy if I felt better about my body.
Yeah, but the fabric composition isn't going to last as long. When it's already an expensive t-shirt, 100% cotton shirts, they last longer. And then depending on like how thick the cotton is, like if you get a thin, because I'll buy like, well, when I wasn't boycotting Target, and I still have some Target gift cards, so y'all will see me there again probably, but I will get like thin, you know, the $10 shirts there, right?
Yeah.
But it's not going to last as long as like, well, I'm really easy on my clothes too, and I will hang dry them sometimes if I like, especially like something. So you hang dry it, it's going to last longer. But depending on how thick the cotton is or the quality of like the material itself, even if it is cotton, it's going to change the lifespan of how long it works. But polyester is not a natural fiber. Polyester does not typically last as long. So if you're going to spend money on a shirt, you're already saying some pricey and you're not happy with it.
Normally, I buy 50-50 shirts if I'm going to pick, because I'm surprised that you said cotton lasts longer, because I find like cotton also wrinkles a lot more.
Yeah, but it depends on the type of, like, I have shirts that are, it is a blend.
Do I have to look up Egyptian cotton?
It's like cotton, I like cotton rayon or something else, whatever. It'll be a blend, but typically I found that if it's 50 poly with cotton, it doesn't last as long. My main thing is, if you're going to spend a certain amount of money on a shirt and you feel like it's pricey, you darn well better be happy about it, because.
Well, look, what I will say is it does feel decent if I may keep it as an undershirt, because I want to be wearing an undershirt with under my.
Keep what you want. Don't let me bully you into getting your money back.
I know. I'm just more disappointed that I would have to go buy another shirt.
And I'm more just thinking of like
how fitted it is.
I'm not actually really focused on that. Sorry, Silas. More just thinking about like you getting your money's worth, and because of how you didn't sound excited.
Well, I'm more shocked that it was not the same shirt.
Yeah, but you could even see in the playback when you talk about how much you loved that first shirt and how great it was.
Oh my God, such a good shirt.
See how good you felt in it. And this one, you're like, you're like, oh, it's okay, I can make it work. And I'm like anti making it work clothes. Like if you go to a thrift store and get something for a dollar, make it work. But if you can return five of those shirts,
if I had never found that shirt, I would have been happy with this one.
Yeah, but you did find it.
I know.
You did find it. It's like you can return five of the ones that you don't love and exchange it for four of the ones that you do.
Well, I got it in a pack, yeah.
Well, who cares? It's a big company. Like, tell them. I'm sure you could get your money back.
I'll be saying, look, this is false advertising. I bought this one at Men's Warehouse.
Yeah.
And then I went to you.
You could even tell them like, hey, I purchased this shirt. Wow. I'm like getting fired up on our episodes. Maybe I just need to walk through life being more fired up all the time, but not all the time. No, but yeah, the things that I'm like, I care about this. It's, you can tell them, I have this shirt. I purchased this shirt before. I expected it to be the same quality. It is not the same quality. I would like a refund. I would like an exchange. I would like whatever. Like, stand up for yourself, dude. I'm so serious. I'm so serious.
You know what I'm about to do?
I got this awesome shirt from.
I literally put it on seconds before this episode.
Well. I mean,
I ran into the other room. I'm like, I gotta get ready. Ah,
thank you. Thank you for getting ready, Silas. Thank you for putting on clothes.
You know, that's, I try to do that as a partner.
Yeah, I appreciate that.
Also, I do have this dream of like, I know you shouldn't buy stuff that you plan to look good in. Right. You're like, one day I'm going to fit in that.
Well, I think it depends if it makes you feel good or if it makes you feel bad. You know,
depends on my
minute. I think a lot of times, that advice to not do it is because people feel shame, or they feel like they're not allowed to enjoy their look or enjoy their life until they do fit into their aspirational thing. So if you see it and it makes you feel good and you're excited about it, like, that's one thing. But if you see it and you're like, oh, I can't wear that until this and rah, 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 you know, then that's different.
I feel like I'll look better in it as I get more beefcake.
Well, the funny thing is that we tend to look better in our clothes when we also feel better out of our clothes. No, are you kidding me?
Like a naked Confucius line? Like, what?
It is. I am naked Confucius. Confucius says, so undressed as is dressed. But obviously the cut of clothes, they make such a difference. I just tried on a few pairs of jeans that I had ordered, which I'm sending them all back. So that was disappointing. I thought at least one of them was going to fit. And
jeans seem really hard. Like a difficult thing to buy online.
No, they totally do. But I got such a good deal that I was like, I got it.
Did you?
I did. I still did. Cause like,
but you're sending them all back.
I am. But if I didn't, okay.
If there's a deal in the forest and nobody hears
basically, if you spend like $50, you get free shipping. If you don't spend $50, it's $10 shipping. So this particular place, it does have a restock fee. So as long as if I'm going to send back two things, I haven't lost any money. It's like, you know.
But anyway, restock fee.
Yeah, the restock fee is like $4, $4.99. So if I send back two things, it's like the same as shipping would have been. So I can take a risk. Like,
okay.
You know what I mean? And also it's not like time at the store or gas or blah, blah, blah. So it's like, and I've had very good luck doing it before. So that's why I feel good.
Is this what they call girl math?
It's just math, though. I mean, they call it girl math, but girls be smart. That actually tracks, though, right? It's like I could have purchased this for $40 and then the other stuff I was going to get, and then spend $10 in shipping, and the $10 would go nowhere.
Or but I could instead, try out you're going to spend $4 and get nothing.
No, because either way, I would have been paying for shipping. But one way, shipping was free. But when I return, but it's only free. Okay, so I have to spend $50. I have to spend $50 in order to get it for free.
Okay.
If I was only going to spend $40, $10 would have gone to shipping. So it still would have been okay. $50. So this way,
I could buy. Are you keeping any clothing?
Yeah,
that was sent to you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Incidentally, though. Okay, when I said what I'm about to do, when I'm like, you tell them that it's not the quality and you get your money back. For real. Is this shirt has like a little discoloration on the back.
Okay.
I'm like, is it enough that I'm not going to wear it? No. But is it enough that I'm going to make sure that I get compensated? Yes.
How do you do that? Do you send in a picture?
I'm going to send a picture. Well, because you should get a discount, right? So I don't know if you or the listeners, if you don't already know this, if you're at the store and you see something and it's the last one of it and you really, really like it, and it just has like one tiny thing wrong with it where it's not going to bother you. That's happened to me a few times.
Okay.
Right. Like, you know, there's a shirt that I want, and like on the bottom corner, there's like one little discoloration, a little tiny hole or something. Nobody's going to see it, but I know it's there. And I can't find anyone. I will look for the other ones. I don't see any ones there. And I'm like, but I really want this. And I'm like, I'm not paying full price for something that's slightly damaged.
Yeah.
So I'll ask. And yeah, I'll get like 10% off or something. It's not like a big deal, but it's the principle.
This is hilarious.
This is why, like, did I tell you I'm like, I'm excited to negotiate. Like, I just, it's fun. But it is. It's like the principle of the thing. I am tempted to show you the shirt right now.
Fun. I have a house under contract, right? Condo.
And oh, congrats.
Thanks. I do enjoy negotiating as long as it doesn't matter.
Mm.
Like when it matters, sometimes I'm like, crap. Like, oh, don't, they're not going to walk away. Are they going to,
No, I get it. Like, I'm going to read the situation for whether or not I'm going to go hardball negotiation. I will definitely. Absolutely. Negotiating, you got to be careful.
Negotiating when you're on. When you are on the end that has something to lose.
Yes.
And it's not really you.
Yeah.
Because there's the stress of like, I can't blow it for this person. I know it needs to happen.
Yeah.
So, because for me, I'm like, you can walk away. You walk away. Fine. Walk away. Walk away. I don't care. I'll get somebody else. This other person, like, I know they need this to happen. I can't let them walk away. So it's hard. That's what.
Yeah.
I'll just.
I get it. I think that it's like more information would be needed for sure as to like if the person has another option or if they don't have another option, what their time, yeah. All of those details. And also too, I will say, even with your shirt, okay, yeah. If you got it from like the sweet mom and pop shop or whatever, or like an artist that was, you know, handcrafting it, I'm just saying like the circumstances around how you got it also impact my advice to you.
But look where I got it from. I know 12-year-olds need jobs too. So
I can't even. I could make a joke, but I can't.
This is what it's going to come down to. Gretchen's going to come in and she's going to see me wearing this. And she either compliments me and I keep the shirt, or she doesn't say anything. And then I send them all back.
I love that. That all of you husbands out there listening, that's the real cheat code to this.
Or
that's,
maybe all the wives listening should understand how they affect their man.
Yeah, but not every guy really cares as much, right? About being complimented by their.
Yes.
You would hope so.
We pretend we don't.
Oh, well, that's nice, Silas. I'm learning more about the male psyche.
We pretend we don't, but we care.
Yeah, you guys don't get compliments often, do you?
We don't.
That's right. I forgot about this, but, you know, years ago when I was doing stand-up, as you may recall, I had a bit I was working on because I was reminding myself that I needed to stop complimenting men so much because I just enjoy complimenting people. Like, it makes me really happy.
Okay.
To compliment people. And I compliment men, and, you know, and oftentimes that would turn into them thinking I wanted to sleep with them. And I'd be like, no, I just look nice in your hat. Like, that's just didn't.
Okay.
I forgot all about that.
What was it? I just watched a video that was talking about this. There's actually like, there are two type of men. Men who, whatever someone says, they turn it into, oh, I think they want to sleep with me. They're really into me. And the other type are men that you pretty much have to be naked until they believe that you must like them. They just are clueless to the idea. And I think I've been both men. No, I've been the guy who the one who's oblivious. I'm more on the side of oblivious. With also the side of, I understand when you say, I got so few compliments. Yes, that when someone did give a compliment, be like, oh, are they? Oh,
maybe I need to start complimenting people more often again. Actually,
I think I'm in love now because they complimented me. So someone gives me.
You go ahead. Sorry.
When I got divorced, I was like, I do joke. I was like, well, yeah, I ended up getting remarried to the first person who paid attention to me. Again, after some like, oh, someone showed me attention. I think I'm in love. I will marry them.
Yeah, you're so complimentary on this podcast, Silas.
Huh?
I'm being sarcastic. I'm like, I'm sure wives would love to hear something like that. No, obviously you just got lucky with the first person you met was amazing. Is amazing.
Yeah. Yeah, she is. But I'm saying, I'm like, it wasn't. I think there's an element that it wouldn't have been hard to get me because I was so needing compliments. I mean, to get to the point of wanting to marry somebody is like, there's a lot more than just, you have to do more than just compliment a few times. But yeah, man, that won me over.
Yeah. Well,
showing me some attention, act like you want to talk to me.
Yeah. You know, that's a thing. I used to be really dense. I don't know if I still am though. That was a surprising laugh. Please cut that. I know you probably won't, but if you could, that would be great. Yeah. So no, I'm serious. I'm like, maybe I still am a little bit dense, but I used to be very dense. Like, I remember somebody told me at a time in my life where I had a lot of guy friends, and they were just like, you realize all of your friends are in love with you. And I was like, ha ha. I was sick one time and one of them brought me soup, homemade soup. That was really sweet. Mm-hmm. And I would really love somebody to bring me homemade soup again. Yeah.
Were they in love with you?
You know, I don't know if he was, but
yes, they were.
I don't know.
Were they single?
You know what? Maybe he could have been, but
then, yeah,
I wound up helping him get, I wound up helping setting him up with his girlfriend, but he was also very obsessed with my,
but
I was going to hear the way that I was going to say it and realize it was going to sound kind of like dirty, but it's not in my bun. It's bun. I used to have my hair in a bun like a lot. Sometimes I still do, but he's like very obsessed with it.
What do you mean obsessed with it?
Maybe not like. He seemed to like it and like want to touch and be like, wow, that's really nice. Let's see how you put that together. And, you know, I was.
Yeah. Yeah. He was into you. He was very into you.
I was very clueless.
You were. Yeah.
And yeah. Yeah. Like saying it now, I'm like, I was completely clueless.
He cared about your hair.
He really did. And he was real cute, too.
He was either gay or into you.
Yeah. That's, you know. Yeah, so that's pretty funny. Thank you for that memory I completely forgot about. I was very clueless, and I don't think I am anymore, but who knows? Who can say?
I do remember my ex-wife, we were at this thing called we called it prom, but it was in college. Uh-huh. I think it was called Mother Effing Prom. That's what we called it. So
we need to have one of those as adults.
Yeah,
I want to get all fancy and go to.
Yeah, so I remember being there, and an ex girlfriend was there, and apparently she was talking to me, and my ex told me later, like, so let's call her Darlene. Darlene, she was so flirting with you there, like. No, she wasn't. We were just talking. She's like, yes, she was. And she was like leaned up. She was talking to me and leaned up against the archway kind of thing. And I'm like, what? I was like, I don't know. I don't think so. Why would you think that meant she was just because of the way she was leaning? She's like, well, later in the night, she came up to me and said, sorry for flirting with your boyfriend. Like, what? She was? I was clueless. Did not catch that. Did not seem that way. But I guess it was just the posturing. It was like I guess she was peacocking or whatever. I don't know. What do you call that?
That's funny. I think I used to flirt by ignoring people. I really had game.
Then a lot of people are flirting with me.
Yeah.
We get ignored so much.
Yeah, no. You know what I'm just thinking. What I also, I'm like, well, that was fun thinking of all these things I haven't thought of in a long time. Like, it was really fun, like having a work husband and a work boyfriend, like a work, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That was fun. And they would never be like actual relationships. Although one time I did convince a supervisor that when I was working in the restaurants, that this male model there, I said in front of him, I was like, yeah, we're married. And they believed me. And he was like, oh, we're married. And I was like, oh, no. No, I'm just like messing with that. And then I told him, I was like, you know what your problem is? you think too many people told you you're too pretty. I messed with him because it was, I don't think I hurt his feelings. That would be rude, you know?
Yeah.
I forgot about that. That was also a fun story. Thank you. Thank you for helping me remember all these.
This just, this is your life, Samantha.
This is my life. What's my life?
To
this
show
is my life story.
Do you know, never heard of that show?
Oh, this is your,
no, this is your life.
This American Life.
No, this is your life. That's what it was called. This is your life. And they would bring, somebody would come out and then they would bring in their like grandkids, or they would bring out different people that they knew from childhood. Aww. Like, you got to look this up. This is a pop culture reference.
It does sound familiar now that you're mentioning it, but I feel like I've just seen it in a spoof, like more so than the actual show. I guess, I don't know. Like, I miss kind of just, is that stupid expression like joshing? Is it so 90s or something? But yeah, I miss just like being with a bunch of like your people, your friends, and just like saying stupid stuff.
Just joshing around.
Just joshing around playing some hacky sack, you know? Having some Mike's some Hard hacky. Lemonade. No, just none of those things. I did one of those things.
Mike's Hard Lemonade?
Three of them. Okay, three of them.
I did like, you know, the good part about being a goody two shoes in high school was everything was new to me getting older. Like, I don't think I had a Mike's Hard Lemonade until like I had graduated.
Oh yeah, no, I didn't have
college.
I didn't have one until I was legal drinking age.
No, well, I was well over, and then was like, what is this? Like, I skipped.
Wait, over, you were well over?
Over 21 before I ever tried a Mike's Hard Lemonade. Like,
I wouldn't have thought you'd be well over.
Well over what?
Well over 21. I wouldn't have thought you would have been well over 21.
But before I tried that, I was drinking other things. I just try wine. Like, I think I had had a wine cooler in high school after prom. I had tried one.
Yeah.
And it was gross. And so any other, like, why would I want a hard lemonade? That sounds just dumb. Like, if like once I knew it wasn't like the same as like a vodka lemonade. Was vodka lemonade, is that a thing?
Probably yeah. Vodka with anything is a thing.
Yeah, that's true. But once I knew it wasn't that, it was something else. But then, yeah, like I remember being a grown man in the 30s going like, ooh, let me get some Mike's Hard Cranberry. Ooh, tasty. Something. A berry. No, it was just berry flavor.
I don't remember what those tasted like. I mean, I don't know that.
It tastes like a soda.
Yeah, I'm like, I don't really
want a soda with kick. No, they're too easy to drink.
Yeah.
Yeah. And now I'm like, what is it? I had a drink at a baseball game a couple weeks ago. It was the first time I've had a drink in like well over a year.
Yeah.
And it was like, I was just, I was with my cousin.
Wow, the first time you had a single drink in over a year.
Yeah.
And you're not even pregnant.
No.
And you don't have a drinking problem.
And you know what? Well, I wasn't sure if it would interrupt my sleep. It's mainly because of my sleep that I had stopped. Mm-hmm. And it was great. I slept fine. Because, well, I mean, I have a mask shooting air down my throat.
What did you drink? Did you say you had at the?
I had a canned Jack and Coke.
Oh, canned Jack and Coke.
At the baseball game they make. Oh. Yeah, I'd never had one before, so I was like, I'll try one of these.
Yeah, now I want to have like drinks now. I mean, not right now; it's too early. But I think like a White Russian sounds pretty good right now. So does a piña colada. It's just like a watermelon daiquiri.
And that was the thing, you know, I wanted to be a bartender. I wanted to bartend when I was in college, since college, but I did not. Yeah, you know, I couldn't handle the smoke.
Oh,
you
yeah.
Like smoking.
No, I don't like the smoke.
The smoke. And then once they passed it up here, I always thought that would have been my wife even thought that would be a great job for you to have when I needed money.
Yeah.
Because I'm personable and like, but with the schedule with my kid, like
exactly
every other
the schedule.
Week. It's hard to like, how would I?
Yeah.
Wouldn't have opportunities really to do it.
Yeah. Cause I would enjoy the social and the social aspect. And yeah, it's just like nice to take care of people and be like, here, have something delicious I made for you. Like, that's fun. But
it's a hard single parent job to have.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to do that now.
Unless, yeah, because if you don't have night daycares.
But it's also so physically difficult too. Unless if, because a lot of times there's long shifts and you're not just making the drinks, you know, you do have to do some setup and breakdown of, you know, whatever your side work and
that's
all of that. And then you're on your feet for so long. And then after that, you have to energy to like run after your kid. And if you're already not in your 20s, it's already kind of like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, while we were here, I got on my phone, popped up a referral for sports medicine to look at my foot, the joint in my, I swear I have the worst, I don't get a lot of big injuries. I just get a bunch of stupid ones. Like, oh, you hurt this toe falling down. No, now you hurt this toe falling over here. Like, I just have a bunch of little aches, things that like, oh, that's nagging, but not like serious medical conditions.
Yeah.
I just have a lot of annoying things like, oh, I can't do that too long. And my back starts hurting a little bit. Not a lot, or just this one little spot right there. And I'm like, oh my gosh, no wonder. Like, when you get older, you're just like, do I need to stand up for this? Do I have to? Is that going to be required to get up and walk all the way over there?
Go catch an arm.
Yeah, I totally see why you'd start hiring people to do things. Because I'm already like, wish I could afford to hire someone to do this labor part
in my house. Yeah, but then if you did, you would be like even less mobile. Not like you're not mobile right now.
If I hired?
Well, to pick up something, like pick this up, pick that up. If you hired somebody to pick it up. Well, oh, I'm thinking like physically, like picking things off the ground.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Well, yeah. I mean, then you're going to lose some of your mobility because
No, I do that. Yeah. Well, but I mean, it's like my backyard. I would like to clean an area out.
Yeah.
And I'd like for my Memorial Day party.
Oh.
I'd love it to look really sharp.
Yeah.
But.
You could break some bottles.
Break some bottles?
It could look really sharp, Silas.
Oh, God.
I know. It's a
dad joke.
Thank you.
Women are better.
They don't say like mom jokes, you know?
That's because women are better than that. They're better than a dad joke.
Yeah.
Dad joke is not a compliment.
Oh, well, thanks for dissing my brilliant joke about the shattered glass I'm going to leave in your backyard. No. Now I have a reason to do it. With Mike's Hard Lemonade. Not sponsored. I kind of got off of my routine of doing, like, I had my, 73 days of yoga straight.
Yeah.
And then I'd gotten sick, and then I just never fully got back on the horse, and I got busy with other stuff. But I really need to do it more, because I've definitely noticed I've gotten more stiff, right? Obviously. But at the very least, too, I wanted to practice. You know how they say doing a really deep squat, how good that is for you every day? It helps with your mobility long term so much. Like doing a squat, like
You weren't supposed to squat below like your knee line.
Oh, well, it depends. Not like the squat where it's like an exercise squat where you like bend squat. I'm more mean like the sitting squat where you see like, you know, probably you've seen in like a Japanese movies or something like that, where they're like sitting and eating their feet are here and their bum is kind of like just above their foot, like that kind of resting, like a resting squat.
So that's okay.
I guess I thought it was
like, I had heard something about like never, and maybe it's only lifting weights, but or something. I thought you weren't supposed to go below your knees.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, I don't think you should lift. I definitely don't think you should be in that position lifting weights, but I think being in that position while resting, that's a very like a position humans have been doing like through the ages as a resting position, and it helps to keep a bunch of your joints mobile and not get not get stiff.
Okay, I'm going to look this up and figure out the exact position.
Yeah, because you could practice when, I think, until, like, if you can't get into that deep squat initially, you could put some yoga blocks under your bottom, you know? Or you could even, like, hold onto the kitchen sink a little bit and, like, squat back and kind of help yourself. Because, you know, because if you're trying to, if you're, yeah.
I don't know if my arms are that tall.
The kitchen sink? How tall is your sink?
I don't, it doesn't seem like it's squatting distance.
Well, you know,
I don't
know until, because when you could get in the full squat, you're not going to need it, but that could be something to help. Cause it's going to be better too, for your back not to be rounded. And anyway, I was just telling myself, okay, at least I should be squatting like this every day. And I did it. I did do it one day. Like, I stayed in that squat for 2 minutes. That was freaking hard. I don't know how long I would do it today. We'll see.
2 minutes.
Yeah. Like, you, like, I do not recommend just trying to stay in that position for 2 minutes.
Right. Yeah.
I was freaking sore the next day. But yeah.
That's the thing. I gotta figure that out. I gotta figure out the squatting, because I gotta figure out where, just in case it was misinformation too. Because I've had some exercises that my app tells me to do, I'd be like, well, I'm not going that far because I heard I'm not supposed to go below my knees. And I could have just made that up. It could have actually been something else.
I'm really curious, because, like, definitely. I'm curious under what context they said that. And also, too, what exactly was your positioning when you were doing it?
I've learned context is a thing I should be looking at more often.
Yeah. Because absolutely, I've been guided through that exercise. Well, on dates. No, just kidding. I just felt like I had to throw that in there. But no, I've been guided through that exercise by one of these yogis that I really enjoy, who definitely knows their stuff.
Yeah.
And I've seen that position on so many other, like, fitness, health, whatever, mm-hmm. people just sitting and eating at, like, a table that's, you know, one of the floor tables. So it is it is one of our human resting positions that we've got out of because we have chairs.
Yeah.
You know.
Chairs. No goods ever come from them. Samantha, we're already there.
Yeah, nothing like a rant. Nothing like a rant.
It was like a long rant.
Density.
Like my shirt.
Mm-hmm.
Like what's under my shirt.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of density. I'm glad though. This episode is going to make me more aware in my shopping. It's going to make me stand up for myself, and I'll have you to thank for it.
Oh, well, you're very welcome. You know, it's a joy and it's a privilege, and also it's a duty.
She said duty.
Yeah, exactly. I think that is a duty squat too, which I would not, since you brought it up, I'm pretty sure that's a duty squat. I have not tried it, but I think in certain parts of the world they do. So that is yet again, other evidence that humans were made to squat for many reasons. Yeah.
Black and a half.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to the longest running comedy podcast in Seattle, probably. Yes, this is Black and a Half, hosted by Silas Lindenstein and Samantha Rund.
Black and a Half, Black and a Half, Black and a Half, Black and a Half. Silas, Samantha.